I had one motto, if you like. I promised myself that I will never, ever be victimized by anyone. Not by life, not by people, by no one. No one will ever give me the feeling that I'm a victim, because I grew up feeling victimized by the family I was born into.
Anna Morton says she has probably been faced with any kind of challenge, hardship or trauma life could throw at her. She was born out of wedlock in Germany, a country then torn apart by World War II. She was rejected by her mother and her mother's legitimate family. She experienced rape, prostitution, emotional and physical abuse, as well as dealing with an alcoholic stepfather. She went on to become Germany's youngest catwalk model, as well as producing a couple of records as a professional singer. And all this with a serious heart defect that she was born with, which she would later be one of the first 10 patients to undergo experimental open heart surgery in Germany at the time. At 16, she married and experienced a confined marriage in an Islamic country. In 1987, she migrated to Australia, and after a failed second marriage, she had to deal with her daughter developing a drug addiction. 1988 was a turning point for her. She quit her job in the public service and began studying naturotherapy, human behavior, and counseling. I spoke to Anna on how she became a behavioral therapist and an Australian writer, whose life story was made into a documentary by American filmmakers.
You see, when I wrote my first book, Soul Power, about half a year into my studies into counseling, because I realized that I had so much baggage, emotional crap, that I dragged around with me everywhere I went, that I could never be a good therapist unless I get rid of it. So what I did, I started writing it all down.
And were all the bad experiences worth it?
Have I had serious episodes of depression? Yes, I did. Did I have marriages that didn't work out? And yes, I did. So what? I will never be a victim. These things have made me stronger. These things have made me who I am today. They enable me to understand my clients, and they enable me to reach a huge audience in the future where I can say to people, I know where you're coming from. I have been there. I had periods of unemployment. I had life-threatening illnesses. I had a terrible upbringing, horrible experiences. There is very little that I have not experienced. I know I understand where you're coming from, and that's why I'm able to help you.
So how do you help people?
Rather than analyzing people and doing what psychologists do and just kind of honing in on the specific problems of people, I take the back door, if you like, and help people find out why they feel the way they do and why they respond to their current situation the way they do, not from an external point of view, but from an internal point. And people